When Mr. Beast, Jimmy Donaldson, launched his gaming channel, he didn't just promote it to his existing 40-plus million subscribers. Instead, he meticulously researched gaming audiences, tested content for months before launch, and strategically partnered with established gaming creators. The result? His channel exploded from 200,000 to 1.1 million views in a single day. This wasn't luck. It was the YouTube formula in action. As one of the few people who truly understands YouTube at its deepest level, Daryl Eaves has helped 25 channels grow from zero to over a million subscribers, generating a staggering 59 billion total views. His strategies powered viral sensations like the magical ice cream pooping unicorn Squatty Potty ad that generated $45 million in sales in just 1 year. Whether you're a creator with 5 subscribers or 5 million, mastering the YouTube formula can transform your digital presence into a thriving business empire. YouTube began as a dating website launched by 3 PayPal employees on Valentine's Day, 2005. Their first video, Me at the Zoo, featured co-founder Jod Karim making an awkward elephant anatomy joke that aligned with their dating site concept. After struggling to attract dating videos, even offering to pay women $20 per video through Craigslist, they noticed users were actually using the platform for self-broadcasting, posting videos of themselves, friends, pets, and random activities. At this critical juncture, they made a pivotal decision. Forget the dating aspect, let's just open it up to any video. This willingness to follow user data rather than stubbornly sticking to their original vision transformed YouTube into the world's most powerful video platform. Google acquired YouTube in 2006 for $1.65 billion. Today, 1/3 of all internet mobile traffic comes from YouTube, with billions of hours watched daily and nearly 2 billion monthly logged-in users. This origin story perfectly demonstrates the YouTube formula: try, fail, analyze, adjust. The platform functions as a digital ecosystem with interconnected parts that affect the entire operation. Creators make and upload videos, brands pay for advertising, viewers interact with content, YouTube manages the platform, multi-channel networks connect brands with creators, and copyright holders protect their original work. The flow works like this. Creators upload content, brands pay YouTube to run ads alongside videos, and creators who meet requirements receive a portion of ad revenue. Brands also engage in influencer marketing by connecting directly with creators. To succeed within this ecosystem, you must understand each contributor's role, especially your own. Simply uploading videos isn't enough. YouTube rewards original content made for specific audiences, so understanding the system dramatically increases your chances of being seen. YouTube's AI is an evolving structure requiring adaptable strategies based on what's currently working. Around 2011, YouTube began making changes to keep people on the platform longer. They implemented Lean Back in 2010 to queue up videos, but views plateaued. In March 2012, YouTube partnered with Google Brain and switched from a view algorithm rewarding video count to a watch time algorithm rewarding viewer duration. This transformation worked brilliantly. By May 2012, average watch time was 4 times higher than the previous year. The AI now creates personalized feeds based on individual viewing patterns, suggesting with uncanny accuracy what viewers might want to watch next. YouTube collects a staggering 80 billion data points from user behavior daily, tracking specific satisfaction signals, including which videos users watch or skip, watch time, likes, dislikes, not interested feedback, surveys, rewatches, and saved videos. These signals create a personalized satisfaction feedback loop that continuously refines recommendations. Beyond tracking user behavior, YouTube's AI leverages Google's Cloud Vision technology to analyze thumbnails using optical character recognition and image recognition. This system identifies elements within thumbnails, like faces or objects, groups videos by topic, and assigns safety scores based on content appropriateness. The AI also analyzes every frame of video content, creating shot lists and labels based on visual elements, and processes video language through auto-captioning, gathering data from spoken content alongside visual elements. YouTube employs multiple algorithms rather than just one, with each system having its own objective and optimization goals. These systems include browse features, homepage and subscription, suggested, trending, notification, and search, each running separate algorithms optimized for higher hit rates. YouTube constantly runs thousands of experiments annually, implementing hundreds of changes to make these systems smarter at delivering content viewers will watch. After learning YouTube's inner workings, the key takeaway is simple. Don't blame YouTube, blame your content. The platform's objective is engagement and viewer satisfaction. Success comes from planting the right seeds in your content garden and working with the algorithm rather than fighting against it. Most YouTube creators fail because they don't understand what's not working with their content. Many continue producing videos hoping something will magically attract an audience, leading to frustration and burnout. Success requires honest self-assessment. Is your content actually working? Would potential viewers watch even half of your video? Like YouTube itself, which pivoted from a failed dating site to what users actually wanted, creators must be willing to change direction based on performance data. To succeed on YouTube, stop watching for entertainment and start watching to learn. Many creators don't even consume YouTube content, they just upload their own videos. This is like wanting to compete in the Tour de France without ever watching a race. A true YouTube student observes patterns in successful content, examining everything from thumbnails and titles to audience demographics. While researching your niche is essential, avoid falling into the comparison trap. Many creators complain their content is better than competitors without understanding why those channels outperform them. Instead of getting emotional, analyze what those creators might be doing to generate more watch time and engagement. Similarly, beware becoming a copycat creator. There's a difference between following trends and stealing ideas. Don't produce frame-by-frame replicas of others' videos. Be yourself instead. Many creators don't know how to adjust when performance plateaus or declines. They continue uploading without analyzing what went right or wrong, unable to replicate successful patterns. Consistency is equally crucial. Upload on a regular schedule at optimal times for your specific audience. Gaming channel Think Noodles, with over 5 million subscribers, saw dramatic improvement after adjusting upload timing based on analytics. Despite the creator's initial skepticism about uploading gaming content in early morning rather than afternoon, this small change exploded his channel to 64 million views in just 28 days. Getting feedback is crucial, but not all feedback is created equal. Feedback from people who don't represent your ideal viewer can harm your channel by sending wrong signals to YouTube's AI. For example, if your audience is primarily Gen Z, getting feedback from millennials and boomers won't help. Similarly, feedback from people who don't understand YouTube's algorithm can lead to poor content decisions. Creator burnout is common among YouTube hopefuls who work harder and harder without seeing results. They mistakenly think more uploads will solve the problem, creating a recipe for disaster. Success doesn't require an exhausting upload schedule. Mark Rober uploads just once a month, yet gets tens of millions of views because his content is exceptional. His engineering-focused videos like the squirrel-proof bird feeder, watermelon skinning technique, 100-plus million views, and glitter bomb for package thieves, 80-plus million views, demonstrate that quality trumps quantity. YouTube's monetization opportunities often surprise people who don't understand how creators make a living on the platform. The YouTube Partner Program, YPP, launched in 2007, created a gold rush by sharing advertising revenue with creators, a revolutionary concept that dramatically improved content quality. With $15.15 billion in revenue for 2019, YouTube shares a significant portion with Partner Program creators through a revenue sharing model, originally 45-55 split. To join the YouTube Partner Program, you must follow strict rules or risk demonetization or channel deletion. Qualification requires 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time in the past 12 months, plus a linked AdSense account. After meeting these requirements, you'll enter a review queue where real humans assess your channel's compliance with YouTube's guidelines. The review team examines your channel theme, most viewed videos, newest content, titles, thumbnails, and descriptions. The YPP money works through advertisers paying YouTube to show ads, which are then split with creators. CPM, cost per thousand impressions, is what advertisers pay, while RPM shows your revenue per thousand views. YouTube calculates this by combining all revenue sources and dividing by total views. Advertisers choose where their ads run based on demographic targeting. The more specific they get, the more they pay. CPMs fluctuate seasonally, typically increasing during holidays and major events when advertising demand is higher. Beyond ad revenue, the YouTube Partner Program offers multiple monetization options, including channel memberships, Super Chat, Super Stickers, merchandise shelves, and YouTube Premium revenue sharing. Channel memberships let viewers pay subscription fees for exclusive perks like early access, behind-the-scenes content, custom emojis, and chat badges. Super Chat and Super Stickers function as viewer tips during live streams, with Super Chats appearing as pinned comments highlighted by color and duration based on the amount tipped. Once you become a YouTube partner, your ad revenue potential can still grow significantly, as not all ad revenue is the same. Demographics play a crucial role. With the YouTube creator ratio being majority male, advertisers pay more to work with female creators. Google Preferred Lineups program is an exclusive club for the top 5% of YouTube channels, generating 3 to 5 times higher CPMs than average. The program uses a P-score algorithm that ranks content based on popularity, platform, passion, protection, and production quality. You don't need to be on Forbes' list to make substantial money on YouTube. While becoming a YouTube partner is an excellent starting point with significant earning potential, it merely scratches the surface of possible revenue streams. By staying authentic to your passion and connecting with your audience through the YouTube formula, you'll position yourself for numerous opportunities. Beyond YouTube Partner Program earnings, your true potential lies in leveraging your influence. Matt and Glory from Slice and Rice were approached by Warner Brothers to promote a movie featuring a mixed-race couple like themselves. The amount offered seemed so excessive that Matt didn't negotiate, thinking it must be a mistake given their modest subscriber count of 200-300K. After seeing the movie's success, partly attributed to their recommendation, they began to understand their authentic influence's true value to brands. Merchandising on YouTube extends far beyond simple t-shirt sales. Mr. Beast's strategy of selling limited edition autographed shirts to fund a subscriber giveaway resulted in over 68,000 sales in 12 days of signing. More sophisticated approaches include product partnerships, like beauty influencer Jeffree Star's collaboration with Shane Dawson on an eyeshadow palette that generated $52 million in just 30 minutes, crashing Shopify servers. 8-year-old Ryan Kaji of Ryan's World leveraged his 25 million subscribers into a Nickelodeon TV show and extensive retail merchandise line at Walmart and Target, including toys, DIY projects, and even underwear, with retail sales exceeding $150 million in 2019, far beyond his $26 million in ad revenue. Brands recognize the persuasive power of authentic creator audience connections and willingly invest to leverage this influence. Plaid Social Labs, founded by Ricky Ray Butler, pioneered influencer marketing by connecting brands with content creators who built organic communities. After successful campaigns like the Steripod partnership with Lindsay Sterling that sold out products across all Bed Bath & Beyond stores with a 15% sales increase, Plaid Social Labs was acquired by Bill Gates' branded entertainment network, Ben, in 2015. Today, influencer marketing has matured into a data-driven industry where brands can achieve Super Bowl-level views in a week through content that can't be blocked by ad blockers. Beyond brand deals lies the greatest opportunity for creators, building their own businesses. The McKnight's journey exemplifies this path, starting with AdSense revenue that eventually surpassed Sean's corporate salary within 3 months of his leaving his job. After winning YouTube's On the Rise competition, their channel, Cute Girls Hairstyles, saw a 10% subscriber increase in 1 day and a staggering 5,667% increase in AdSense revenue. Mindy McKnight created Heritage, a comprehensive hair product line that impressed Walmart executives not just with quality formulations, but with digital marketing expertise. The partnership benefited both parties, elevating Walmart's product offerings while Mindy taught them about digital marketing strategies like micro-influencer campaigns. Your influence can also make a genuine difference in the world. When approaching 20 million subscribers, MrBeast transformed a Reddit joke suggestion into reality by launching Team Trees to plant 20 million trees. Partnering with fellow creator Mark Rober and the Arbor Day Foundation, they mobilized thousands of influencers who created over 8,000 videos supporting the cause. The campaign attracted major donors, including Elon Musk, who donated $1 million and temporarily renamed himself Treelon, and Shopify CEO Tobias Lütke, who donated $1,001,000. In just 55 days, Team Trees raised nearly $22 million from over 500,000 individual donations. The key to YouTube's success lies in developing a strategic approach to content creation. Every successful YouTube channel needs to master both viewer acquisition and retention, just like any business needs customers. You should view your audience as consumers you need to acquire and keep to succeed, minimizing churn while continuously growing. All effective content incorporates strong storytelling elements, as people remember good stories for decades. Good storytelling follows a consistent structure that keeps viewers engaged throughout the entire video. The hook creates initial curiosity, re-engagement maintains interest, the setup prepares viewers for the coming climax, the climax delivers the payoff, the goosh rewards viewers who watch until the end, and the wrap-up brings the story full circle. This pattern works universally across content types because it effectively maintains viewer engagement. When creating content that truly pops, every detail matters. MrBeast exemplifies this approach through meticulous planning of titles, thumbnails, story arcs, and camera work. His success comes from keeping concepts simple enough to explain in one sentence, using multiple camera angles, quick time lapses, and comic relief to maintain engagement. Beyond technical excellence, his genuine goodness creates emotional connections with viewers, making them smile, laugh, and sometimes cry, ultimately driving them to support his merchandise or watch more videos. To succeed on YouTube, you need to understand your audience completely. Create a detailed persona breakdown that analyzes your viewer demographically, psychographically, and behaviorally. Demographics cover external traits like age, gender, income range, education, and location. Psychographics reveal internal traits, beliefs, values, attitudes, motivators, lifestyle choices, fears, and vulnerabilities. These make your viewer a person, not just a number. After creating your persona breakdown with initial assumptions, you'll need to validate or dismiss these assumptions through research. Reconnaissance is about discovery mode, finding your potential audience. Start by listing 20 different channels in your niche on YouTube. Then sort their videos by most popular and watch those uploaded within the past year. Pay attention to recommended videos, viewer engagement, and viewer-to-subscriber ratios to gauge market size. After YouTube research, explore off-platform communities where your potential audience gathers, like Reddit. Everything on YouTube begins with a click. If viewers don't click, they won't watch, regardless of content quality. Earning attention is the biggest struggle for creators and brands. An impression occurs when a viewer sees a title and thumbnail for at least 1 second, And if they click, that registers as part of your click-through rate, CTR. For the viral Squatty Potty campaign, Daryl and his team created 165 title variations and tested multiple thumbnails through Facebook ads. Through A-B split testing, they discovered "This Unicorn Changed the Way I Poop" performed best, resulting in a CTR 10 times higher than without testing. Similarly, Mr. Beast, Jimmy Donaldson, won't even produce a video without first developing a clickable title and thumbnail, sometimes spending days on this crucial step, unlike most creators who only consider these elements right before uploading. The visual cortex processes information through four areas, V1, V4, with pre-attention areas working faster to grab attention. Simple visual tests demonstrate how our eyes are naturally drawn to larger objects or items with different orientation. Another crucial brain region is the fusiform facial area, FFA, which processes human faces and connects to our emotional centers. MIT neuroscientists found humans process images in as little as 13 milliseconds, making thumbnails critical for capturing curiosity, our natural instinct as learning machines. The rule of thirds divides an image into 9 equal parts with 2 horizontal and 2 vertical lines. Studies show viewers' eyes naturally go to the intersection points of these lines as they're easier for the brain to process quickly. When designing thumbnails, position your subject at these intersections or along the lines for maximum visual impact. Color contributes up to 90% of the information that forms a viewer's decision to click. Contrasting or complementary colors, opposites on the color wheel, create powerful combinations that make images stand out. The visual cortex processes color to direct viewers' attention, add context, and help determine importance, making color psychology an essential tool for thumbnail creation that drives clicks. Custom thumbnails revolutionized YouTube when introduced to partner program creators in 2012, replacing YouTube's random auto-selected frames. Research shows the most successful thumbnails include both an object and a person with visible emotions, essentially telling a story without words. The right thumbnail design can dramatically improve click-through rates while maintaining viewer trust. Netflix research shows we have just 1.8 seconds to make an impression with titles after grabbing attention with thumbnails. Good titles must be memorable, simple to explain, and shareable. They can determine whether viewers watch or move on. Effective titles reinforce thumbnails by providing context to what grabbed the viewer's attention. The why represents macro-level viewer motivation. They come to YouTube for entertainment, education, inspiration, motivation, or de-stress, relaxation. The what is the micro level, the specific keyword or phrase that triggers action. Community is the foundation of successful content. After analyzing countless videos online, Daryl discovered that content built around loyal communities consistently outperforms content without such backing. Humans fundamentally need connection and belonging, whether in broad national identities or niche interest groups. As YouTube creators, establishing our own communities is essential regardless of genre. Patrick Hanlon's Primal Branding Framework identifies 7 key elements for building a strong community: creation story, creed, icons, rituals, sacred words/lexicon, non-believers, and leader. The creation story is the beginning of your brand narrative. People want to know who you are, where you came from, and why you exist before they'll commit to your community. Your creed represents your belief system, the central values followers want to associate with. Icons are visual representations that instantly identify your brand, while rituals are your processes, methods, and procedures, what Patrick calls meaning in motion, or simply, how we roll. Sacred words or lexicon are the special language that identifies community members. Just as different languages identify people from specific cultures, communities develop their own vocabulary that proves belonging. Non-believers represent the counterculture to who you are, what you believe in, and what you do. The final element is having a leader, someone who serves as the voice of the community. Brands and channels that perform well have a defined leader who can send a rallying cry that loyal followers will answer. Beyond these seven fundamentals lies what Daryl considers the ninth fundamental, superfans. When you've built a loyal community, certain members will take it further, becoming evangelists, facilitators, and organizers for your brand. These aren't just people who never miss an episode. They create fan art, build Lego replicas, organize events, and own your vision as if it were always theirs. Feed their passion, validate them, and let them feel seen. Your community is your circle of joy, people emotionally attached to your brand, beliefs, and message. The consumer-brand relationship has flipped. Now consumers are on top saying, "I have the money, come find me," and brands must respond. Today's brands are about the people who buy products, not just the products themselves. To build your own community, believe in what you're doing, know your origins, identify yourself clearly, create rituals and vocabulary for your community, clarify what you stand against, and lead with purpose. After creating engaging content with optimized thumbnails and titles, you need to analyze performance and make adjustments. This means knowing how to identify underperforming videos and recognizing when content is taking off. The process requires constant analysis and adjustment based on YouTube analytics data. Instead of looking at channel-wide averages, creators should analyze performance by traffic source for accurate baselines. This micro-view approach reveals specific areas needing improvement that might be hidden in overall averages. The most important metrics to track include click-through rate, CTR, impressions, average view duration, AVD, average percent viewed, APV, watch time, views, and average views per viewer, APV. Prepare multiple backup plans, A, B, C, and D, when uploading videos. This isn't overkill. Having thumbnail options ready allows you to switch them out quickly when needed. The algorithm responds better to fast corrections. One client's video was underperforming, so they switched thumbnails 3 times until it finally took off, generating 50 million views. Videos start aging the moment they're uploaded, with their freshness factor steadily declining. You must respond quickly to performance data to capitalize on browse features like homepage, trending, and subscription feed. Monitor your average view duration, AVD, and average percent viewed, APV, baselines, typically available 48 hours after upload. Analyze where viewers drop off or engage more in your videos to identify patterns. Examine your 50% drop-off point, where half your viewers abandon your video, and analyze that exact moment to understand why you lost half your audience. Also analyze your 30% drop-off point, typically within the first 30 to 60 seconds of your video, to identify what triggered this early abandonment. The YouTube formula is ultimately about creating a continuous cycle of improvement. Try, fail, analyze, adjust. By implementing these strategies consistently, you'll develop the YouTube sixth sense, an intuition about how videos will perform. This isn't innate, but comes from analyzing content and truly understanding your audience. With practice, you'll recognize patterns and develop instincts for when to act quickly versus when to let content develop naturally. You'll become an analytics pro, dramatically improving your content as a result. Whether you're a creator with 5 subscribers or 5 million, a small business owner, or a major brand, the YouTube formula provides a framework for success on the world's most powerful video platform. By understanding the platform, creating engaging content, building a community, and continuously analyzing and adjusting your approach, you can transform your YouTube presence into a thriving business empire that generates views, revenue, and genuine impact.